Letter 1323, which is dated the first day of Tevis, Tashin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, you should write to your son, Mr. Such and Such, as soon as possible, that he should be careful to put on tefillin every day. Of course, self-understood, besides Shabbos and Yontif. And if it's impossible for him to put on the tefillin in the morning, let him do it throughout the day. It can start from sunrise till sunset. And you should explain to him in your writing that putting on tefillin is a mitzvah in of itself, independent mitzvah. So it is not connected in a case, in the case how he's doing other mitzvahs. And the special quality and omen of the mitzvah for putting on tefillin is long life, arichas yom, so that he should come home, back home. I guess maybe he was in the army or something. And I am adding here also a letter in English for your son about this, with a message from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, which he sent in his time to the people in the army, to the soldiers in the army. And the Rebbe answers with ends with a blessing. So here again, the Rebbe was already, before the Rebbe started the Mifetz HaTefillin, much later on, was after the Six-Day War, which began this thing, are you Jewish? You wouldn't like to put on the tefillin. But this was way back that the tefillin has the special quality of protection, and especially in the army, the people in the army, to make sure that they come back home safely as an omen to put on the tefillin every day. And here the Rebbe was busy himself doing this work.